We surrender the opinions that we have and others may have of us. We surrender those to you. We surrender, Lord, the goals and ambitions, the desires, the dreams. Yes, Lord, as Mary, we simply say, as Mary, who gave birth to Yeshua. Young woman, engaged to be married, heard that God had a plan for her life, and she said, "May it be unto me as you have spoken." God's agenda. Yes, Lord, we surrender. We surrender all of our plans, all of our ways, all of our yesterdays, all of our todays, and even all of our tomorrows. For Lord, we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And we speak with our mouth, if it hadn't been for God on our side, where would I be? But since you are on our side, and someone may say, well, how is God on my side? Well, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Why? So that, yes, God came over to our side so he could identify with you and me today so that he could be our Lord and Savior. Lift up the hearts of those your people today. Lift up the hearts of those who are Mary even higher. Lift up the hearts of those who are heavy. Lift up the hearts of those who are ill. Lift up the hearts of those who are young and those who are old and those who are struggling and those who need finances and those who have great wealth, for we all will leave this world as we came. We will leave it with nothing from this natural world. And then we will stand before God. Thank you, Father, that because of God, if the Lord had not been on our side, we would never be ready for what we faced yesterday or today or tomorrow. But because the Lord has not only been on our side, but he has redeemed us, purchased us with his own blood, and he has become our personal Savior. Yes, Lord, you are not only on our side, but you brought us to your side, and you've given us new life. Thank you for this day, the opportunities of it. We here at WCNO, Father, will be opening up the phone lines in just a couple minutes. And Lord, this is your work, and we ask you together to take care of your work. Bless your people today. Father, guide them, direct them. May every individual that you have gifted and called to be a part of provision for this ministry, may they hear and respond today, and may no one who listens who isn't called to be a part of this provision have any concern other than prayer about it. For Father, you have a perfect plan for our lives. And I thank you, Lord, that I could be here today. I thank you, Lord, for Sherry Way and for Karen Hubbard and for David Francoeur. And we dedicate WCNO, its voice, the message, the gospel, and the worship. We offer it to our God as an offering. And we simply say, Lord, today, show up and show off and allow us to lift you higher.
Amen.
Be a blessing in each heart and each life. We ask this in Jesus' name. We give to you this operational budget of $195, and we don't know that that is adequate to meet the needs over the next 6 months, but Lord, you know. And Lord, you know exactly how you're going to provide, because we remind ourselves your eye is on the sparrow and you will surely take care of me. Guide us and direct us today. Let your strength be ours. Let your joy be ours. Let your people be full of the joy of the Lord. May there be a smile on every face. May there be Holy Spirit pep in every one step, and may we go into this day knowing that you've gone ahead of us and that your love is upon us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Well, thank you very much, Karen, for the reading of the Word of God.
Amen.
All of that came out of the scriptures that you read this morning. It's wonderful to be a child of God. Sherry, why don't you give the numbers and contact information? You can do that. You've been working here now a few days.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's been a joy to talk with everybody on the phones and people that come in here.
Let's get your mic on.
It's been a joy to speak with everybody on the phones these past few days and to see everybody that's come into the studio. And Amen. The way to contact us would be our toll-free number is 888-221-8990, 888-221-8990. If you're local and have a 772 area code, you can dial us at 221-1100. You can text us to WCNO to the numbers 24365, or you can go onto the website WCNO.com and you can reach us that way as well. I look forward to talking to each and every one of you today, and if it's not me, it will be someone else. So thank you so much for your phone call. God bless you as you give.
Well, I'm going to tell you where we are, but I'm going to give the numbers one more time. The phones are ringing this morning, and as you know, this is traditionally the last day of prayer and share, but that depends on how God provides. If God provides everything today, then today we'll take care of things. If not, then we will be back tomorrow morning on Saturday as well, and it's totally in the hands of the Father. God has put this ministry on my heart and has called me to this place, David. Mm-hmm. And since God has called me, I've made a commitment to do everything that I know to do as God directs to lead this ministry as it has been established.
Mm-hmm.
Lead it forward.
Yes.
God has given me a heart to see the impact increase, to see more lives touched, to see us even more effectively connect with more pastors, more churches, more nonprofits, and more communities in a personal way, and together build the kingdom of God. And this is what's on my heart, David. Give those numbers again.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can reach us toll-free at 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. In the 772 area code, you can reach us at 221-1100. 221-1100. You can text WCNO to 24365. That's WCNO to 24365.
David, we did last night with the mail end up completing that last matching funds challenge.
Praise God.
I stuck until 8 o'clock last night, just checking, double-checking, adding, and going through the mail that I still had on my desk, trying to sort everything out, organize things, make sure I knew where everything was. And so we did finish that last matching funds last night, which brought us to a closing balance of $119,583. Let me say that again.
Praise the Lord.
We finished off last night at $119,583. Now, those of you who have followed this ministry and those of you who are tuning in, some of you know this, some of you don't, but $195,000 is the base level budget for us to just meet our minimal expenses. We have had that budget, I don't even know for how many years, but you've been here how many years, David?
Well, let's see. This is my sixth prayer and praise, so, about a little over 3 years.
Okay, so, and has this been the budget over those years you've been here?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I remember, though, in prior years, before I came on staff here, that it was 180 for the longest time.
Okay, so there was a point where it moved up some.
It did, okay. Yes.
All right, so, and you've been listening for a number of years.
Well, for over 20 years.
Okay. And so for a number of years, $195,000 has been the six-month operational budget from the listener support. And of course, this year, we recognize that that is the minimal budget, and prices have gone up significantly, things have gone up significantly. However, that is still the base budget that we have. And so this morning, as we come to you, we have $75,417 to raise to meet that minimal budget. Now, it would be great if we were able to exceed this by 10% or 15%, to have some resources to actually be available for emergencies and for additional outreach that we need to do as a station. However, this has been the minimal budget. This is what we present as our minimal budget this morning. And we're $75,417 to go. And David, we have today, in the past, we always finished on Friday. So right. We have today, and we have stretched this longer hours, longer days, and I'm willing to come in tomorrow to make sure that we raise the resources so that this ministry can move forward over the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to do whatever God lays on my heart to do. I'm willing to do whatever God directs us to do. And so we are thrilled this morning that we are at $119,583. God has always provided for us. God is providing today. God has been providing over the last several days. And so I want to thank all of you who have been faithful partners with this ministry for many years. I want to thank you for your gifts, for your praying, and for the together victories that have been won for God's glory by God's Spirit as the word's gone forth over these years. And so this morning, we're going to just let you know the phone lines are open. That number is 888-221-8990. Obviously, to raise $75,000, $417,000, it is going to require a lot of calls, David. It's going to require a lot of God's people stepping up today to come alongside of this great ministry. And as God has called me, I'm the youngest kid here. Well, Sherry came in to help us, but as far as full-time staff, I'm the only full-time staff here. And I'm the one with the least tenure out of you and Karen.
Hmm.
And yet, I have this burden and vision to see the gospel continue to be proclaimed in South Florida through WCNO. I believe you do as well. And so we're going to get to a song. Again, we're starting this morning. We've come up to $119,583. We at this point have $75,417 to go, and that number is 888-221-8990. We do not start the morning with matching funds. We actually have an underwriter, a sponsor, that we will be talking about in a little while. So we do have an underwriter that we'll be bringing in, and that is going to bring some matching funds as soon as we get that put together. We'll be presenting that. But we start the morning with a donation that came in online. Looks like it may have been a text gift for $100. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start the morning off with that, and that comes to us from Eklis. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right. Eklis. It's E-C-L-I-S-E. I do not know the city that this gift is coming from, but I know that it's coming from a child of God. So may the Lord bless you. Thank you for that first gift of the morning. And who is going to call next? The number is 888-221-8990. And David, they can also go online. How would they do that?
You can go online to our website, WCNO.com. And the homepage has a little block that says donate here. When you click that, it'll take you to a page where you can either make a pledge, which is